On a recent fishing trip in Baltimore County, I saw a dinosaur. Maybe not quite a dinosaur the way you'd imagine it, but definitely a species that walked the earth with them. It was an LP record-sized common snapping turtle. The snapping turtle evolved more than 40 million years ago and survived when dinosaurs became extinct. Its prehistoric appearance makes it an easy local species to identify. It's an impressive reptile with a large head and a strong, hooked beak that makes it resemble a toothless yet ferocious old man. Like all turtles, the snapping turtle has a shell that covers its back. It's called a carapace and can be a foot and a half long. The color of a snapping turtle's carapace ranges from dark brown to tan and can even be black. As a snapping turtle grows, the shell often becomes covered with mud and algae. The tail of this omnivorous creature has sharp ridges running along its length and is nearly as long as the shell itself. Its tail, neck, and legs have a yellowish color with rough skin and characteristic prehistoric bumps called tubercles, and its feet are webbed and have strong, monstrous, thick claws. Turtles have another hard plate that covers their stomachs. This is called a plastron. A snapping turtle's plastron is small and leaves much of its body exposed. This means that it cannot pull its head and legs into its shell for protection against predators, as most other turtles can. Snapping turtles make up for this lack of body armor with a famous and aggressive temperament. The snapping turtle's main defense mechanism is its powerful snapping jaws, which enable them to make short work of attackers and small prey. For this reason, snapping turtles do not make good pets. In fact, wildlife experts recommend that humans steer clear, especially when these short-tempered reptiles are on land. They will react to any threat aggressively and can strike quickly forwards, sideways, or even backwards with their heads upside down. Watch your fingers, as a snapping turtle's neck can stretch 2/3 of the length of their carapace. It's definitely not the kind of animal to pick up. The snapping turtle's ferocious reputation matches its ferocious appearance, but is only somewhat deserved. In the water, snapping turtles will quickly swim away from any human disturbance. Some might even say that in the water, they are docile. Snapping turtles only live in fresh or brackish water. They prefer water with muddy bottoms and lots of vegetation so they can hide more easily. Female snappers do go on land to lay eggs in sandy soil and can travel quite far to find just the right spot to lay as many as 40 ping pong ball sized eggs. This is usually when most people encounter snapping turtles. Countless turtles are killed or injured on roads during their terrestrial treks. Peak egg laying season for snappers begins next month, so expect to see them in our listening area soon. If you see a snapping turtle crossing a road or find one in your yard, treat it with the respect it deserves. Keep children and pets away from the turtle until it has finished laying its eggs and has left the area. Snapping turtles will hatch in the fall and are the most vulnerable as hatchlings. The babies are eaten by many local predators, including herons, hawks, crows, large fish, raccoons, snakes, and larger turtles. Once they reach a certain size, there are few natural predators of snapping turtles. If they can make it to this stage, they are liable to live for a century or more. Perhaps that's one of the many things that helped them outlive those dinosaurs. You can learn more at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR News station.